dumb nigga, a Mark Twain, Huckleberry Finn nigga. But Jim, being the first nigga, a visible piece of humanity, is convincing. Let you know that lynching hurts even the dumb nigga. Dumb nigga. Dumb nigga. Dumb nigga.
1, 2, 2, 3, 2, 2, 2, 3, 3, 3, 3.
Fit this description. The nigga you can't trust. The junkies, the blowout drunks. The one you don't mess with, which includes me. The nigga you just die to meet. The ones you run from in the dark. Nigga Jim is a dumb nigga. A Mark Twain, Huckleberry Finn nigga. But Jim, being the first nigga, a visible piece of humanity, is convincing. Let you know that lynching hurts even the dumb nigga. I, of course, can be that nigga, the one to watch out for, or the nigga you just die to meet in a dark alley. Sail on, nigga Jim, with them angel wings. The village has few niggas. I, being the darker one, consider it a shame to omit the word nigga. My people have been casting spells on the word nigga for these hundred years. By now, nigga is no N-word for our mother. A slip of the lip like a lullaby with attitude. Grips you. Discomforting. Shameful. I be a nigga. I be a nigga. I be a nigga and then.
Yes, say, how many days have you been hiding out from Mr. Benny?
Four that I can remember, and two that must have been sheer bliss. Say, Sippy, I was supposed to meet Louis Armstrong here. Have you seen him?
Old Thatchable? Here he comes now.
Off the lazy mill, where the old mill runs.
Well, look here. Hello, Rock.
Hello, sir.
Don't worry, son. I got two gals coming over here in a little while that are tall, tan, tantalizing and tender.
Are they good looking?
Mine is.
I be a nigga. I be a nigga and then.